Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast of the First Christian Church of Pittsfield. The First Christian Church of Pittsfield is committed to reach, teach, and empower people with the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The First Christian Church is located at 225 North Memorial Street in Pittsfield. Our phone number is area code 217-285-4129. Our service times are Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the sanctuary. Every Sunday morning, there is Sunday School Hour for all ages at 9:15. For more information or service times, you can visit our website at www.fccpittsfield.org or just simply contact the church office. Thank you for joining us this morning, and may God bless you.
Now today, we're going to have I got to tell you, this message today was the most difficult one for me in terms of understanding. So let's read together this, the fourth commandment. It's in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. It's up on the screen. Let's all read together. Ready? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gate. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and made it holy. All right. Now this is the longest, as far as in terms of words, this is the longest commandment, which is interesting because it's the commandment that we pretty much just don't care about. Most of us live our lives focused that we understand it's important to not murder, right? Oh, please, somebody respond to that one. I gotta really have a problem. Well, it's one of those things where we know it's not good to lie, and we're on board with that one. We can see the value in not lying, in not stealing, in not murdering. But we really don't see the value in the Sabbath. I mean, seriously, why is that on the same level? What is the purpose? Quite honestly, it's confusing. Is this as critical as thou shalt not murder or thou shalt not steal? What if I told you yes? I know immediately some of you are going to push back on that. Seriously? Okay, how are you going to try to twist this around so this is as important and as valuable? Well, let's go back to what the purpose of the Ten Commandments is. Now remember, the Ten Commandments, we have been approaching them. Think of the Ten Commandments as a gift from God, not a burden that He has laid upon us. The Ten Commandments are very important. They're critical boundaries for us to have healthy relationships with God and healthy relationships with one another. And they are all, everybody say all. You gotta say it sarcastically like I do. All. Yeah, they're all important. Okay? They are all critical. And God, I love how as a good father, He actually broke this one down a little bit more. He didn't just say, hey, remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. Then he began to unpack it about, you know, you don't do any work, your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, your livestock, your sojourner. And he begins to expand this, and I believe it's for a particular reason. And now God, as a good father, begins to let us know that this is critical. Now the Ten Commandments are the basis for our morality. They're the basis, the foundation for Western culture morality. And that is, if we don't have the Ten Commandments as the foundation for our morality, to what will our moral compass point? And we're having that argument in our society today. We have a moving target of morality, and any person who is honest or a student of history realizes that when you have a moving target of morality, it opens society up for horrible atrocities. The Ten Commandments are good for us. They have caused our society to prosper. It scares me that we have the audacity to say, well, now we know better. For us. So today in our conversation, we want to talk about how does the observing the Sabbath fit in with our society? What is the Sabbath and how do we keep it holy? And why, oh, why is this important? Those are some questions that we're going to answer today. But my first point for you is this. Sabbath rest is blessed. And I didn't mean it to rhyme. It just happened. So for you poets in the room, there you go. Sabbath rest is blessed. Now, we are made in the image of God. We are made in the likeness of God. And I love how we can see something. The fact is, if we're made in the image of God, we need to know something about God. God rested. Genesis chapter 1. We're going to start at verse 31, the end of chapter 1, and go into the first three verses of chapter 2. And God saw everything that He made. And behold, it was what? Very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth. Now, by the way, when this was written, they didn't have chapter breaks. Okay? So you need to understand, we read it with chapter breaks. It's not how it was. So we go, and God saw everything that He made, and behold, it was very good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished His work that He had done, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work that He had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it, God rested from all His work that He had done in creation. Now, rest is important. We are made in the image of God. Therefore, we are created to rest. I mean, we see it in the very workmanship, the fabric of our being. Your heart beats and then it... Okay, if it doesn't rest, we got a problem. Okay? Your heart beats and then it rests. And then it beats again. If your heart doesn't rest, you don't survive. You can't stay in a state of stress, of engagement. God created it this way. You know, those people who, I know a lot of nurses and a lot of people who work swing shifts and sometimes third shifts. What happens when you go a few days without rest? You're a really wonderful person to be around now, aren't you? I just love it. How are you doing? Okay, it's not, I mean, it happens. You're not happy unless you put the word slap in front of it after a few days without sleeping. And that's the truth of the matter. We were created. There are cycles in our body. There are cycles in nature all around us because God created us as beings who were intended to rest. And God, as the good Father, doesn't just say, do as I say. I love the Father here who says, I'm going to walk it out in front of you. Now why? This is really neat because God enjoyed what He created. And what I have found in my life, and as I look and as I counsel with people in the community and other people across the nation, is that there is a growing sense that so many families don't even enjoy their life. I talk to people who are like, they labor. You say, what are you doing? Well, one day I'm going to retire. And when I retire, then I will enjoy life. If I may. What are you doing? Seriously, you were created to enjoy life. God worked and enjoyed the fruits of His creation. And many of us, we work. Now, this is not a message to promote slothfulness or laziness. That's not it at all. It's saying to keep your life in the divine order and having the divine principles and priorities that God created you to have. The Ten Commandments are purpose to keep us in the right position of relationship with Him. Now, we're in relationship through the blood of Jesus Christ, not by observing any law. Just so we're really clear, I'm not at all saying that we go back into a legalistic mentality. I'm saying that when we violate the Ten Commandments, we invite tension into our lives. When you lie, you stress, don't you? When you steal, which I hope no one does, but we're going to unpack that a little bit later. If you do something dishonest, if you do something immoral, you struggle. You kind of have that little panic. And I want you to know that when you do not rest, it damages your being and it puts you in a rough place of relationship. You know how relationships are. You kind of have this rough patch in a friendship or a marriage and you're like, what's going on? We're just having this bad time. And then you get a chance to sit down and connect and talk it out, and everything seems better, doesn't it? For the most part. Unless you have some serious issues. So it's true with our relationship with God. So many of us sadly work without rest. And we work so much that we miss life. The Sabbath reminds us of the real priorities in life. It keeps us focused. When we violate the Sabbath, it keeps us focused on a lie that we actually provide for ourselves, which is the opposite of dependence on God. You see, it's important to keep the Sabbath, because when we keep the Sabbath, God fixes our eyes on the things that He wants us to focus upon. So let's go to the next point here today. So Sabbath rest is blessed. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord. I love how he says this, because so many individuals make the mistake of resting from God instead of resting in God. The Sabbath is not rest from God, but is resting in. It is resting with the Lord your God. Why is that important? Okay, everyone wants a day off, right? Why in the world would we want a day off and then fill it up with church? Fair question. Oh, come on. Talk real with me. Seriously. You know? Talk real. I get it. People are like, I'm just too busy. I'm just too busy. Maybe the reason that we're too busy is we don't have God's priorities in our life. Maybe we're inviting stress. We're going to unpack that a little bit more in a little while. So the Sabbath is not rest from God, but is rest in God. Why do you say that? Why do you say that, Pastor? It's because this: rest comes from God. God gives us rest, and God gives us strength. He is the source of rest and strength. Look at Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Jesus' words: come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. Anybody in this room labor? Anybody sometime get heavy laden? You get burdened, you get fatigued. Well, I've got the prescription. I just sleep in. It feels really good to sleep in. I know that it does. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy every now and then to get a chance to sleep in. But you know what? I have recognized in my life, I got to be really honest with you, I don't get the real deep rest when I'm resting apart from God that I get when I rest in God. That doesn't mean you come to this building, you walk in, and somehow there's a magical stamp. Because you can go through the motions. God is not saying go through the motions. God is saying an active engagement in a relationship. Matthew chapter 11, again, he says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And then it goes on to let us know about it. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find what? Rest for what? You see, when you rest apart from God, your body may recover, maybe even your mind will recover, but your soul does not. Only in God is my soul at rest, the psalmist says. I love how the Lord, as he is giving instructions for the Sabbath, he goes forward. He says, what is a Sabbath priority? Well, family. He says, look, I don't want you to work, you or your sons or your daughters. In other words, there's something inherent in the creation of the Sabbath that's familial. There's something about families coming together. And guys, especially those young families here today, you know, learn from experience. The church is not supposed to substitute your job in your position in your family's lives. We don't just take our kids and send them off to church and then have no part in the active development and discipleship of our kids. The church's position is to partner, everybody say partner, to partner with you. That is the critical thing. And some people, I don't know if I'm equipped to do that. You begin to make the steps. We'll walk together. We don't just back away because it's intimidating. That's not what we're called to do. You're not called to be perfect. You're called to strive. And so all of us, the Sabbath is about the Lord. It's about resting in the Lord. And it is about family. The Jewish observance of the Sabbath has meals. They come together. They eat meals as a family. They read scripture. They celebrate the blessings of God. And most of us are running at such a breakneck pace That we forsake that. We throw it out the window real quickly. And we wonder why society is struggling. Look, I'm part of the problem. I get this. I'm telling you what, sabbatical was a hard experience for me because I was just about burned out prior to that. I sat down, I sought counsel. I said, look, you gotta help me. What's going on here? Because I know that if I'm running and I'm waiting on the Lord, I'm gonna renew my strength, and my strength isn't being renewed. And I had a guy who loved me, another pastor friend, counselor, loved me enough to look at me and say, you're violating God's command. You're not keeping the Sabbath. Well, I work on Sunday. So don't call me Friday. Again, this is not legalistic. I'm not taking anyone back into legalism. You know, that's not the piece. In fact, if you look at Jesus healed on the Sabbath, and it drove the religious people crazy. Because he was talking about what the Sabbath is for us. It is a gift. Everybody say gift. It's a gift for us to have time to relate to God, to worship Him, to connect with families. But it's also a challenge for us. Now, the next thing, he says, I don't want you to work, you or your sons or your daughters. We have the family connection. But then he also talks about your servants or your cattle. In other words, you have a responsibility not just to yourselves, but to your society. And yet, all of us say this, I'm guilty of this, I'm too busy to take a day off. Here's what I'm telling you. You're too busy not to. If you are too busy to fit God into your schedule, honey, we got a problem. Now, before you think, wow, pastor's picking on me, I'm picking on me. Jesus didn't throw the law away, he fulfilled it. And his challenge to us is not do that. So I got to admit, I haven't been a very good example. And I repent. I am a workaholic because in my life, to find value, you had to work harder than everybody else. In my life, that's the only way that I could get ahead is I might not be more talented, but by golly, I'll work you into the ground. And that was a sense of pride and arrogance. As if somehow I was doing it. I know better than that. What do you have that God has not given you? In fact, Nehemiah begins to call them out about how they were handling the Sabbath. In Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 15 through 18, he writes, in those days I saw Judah, the people treading the winepress on the Sabbath and bringing in heaps of grain and loading them on donkeys and also wine, grapes, and figs and all kinds of loads which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath. And I warned them. He goes on in verse 17, he says, I confronted the nobles of Judah and said to them, what is this evil thing that you're doing profaning the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers act in this way? And did not God bring disaster on us and on this city? And now you're bringing more wrath on Israel by profaning the Sabbath. Refusing to observe the Sabbath, everybody, because of work. I had someone say, you better not preach this during harvest time to farmers. I'm serious. Oh, I've been taken out. How could I not? How could I worry about someone getting upset? I get it. I'm trying to get better. But God's word is God's word. And if we say that God's word is only God's word when it doesn't rub us the wrong way, we're in the wrong place, gang. God's word says, and I'm just going to hide behind God's word because it has the authority of God's spirit behind us. Refusal to observe the Sabbath because of the amount of work that has to get done is showing that we have work as an idol and we think that work provides for us, not God. I get it. And please, I do not want to be offensive to people. I get that people have to work, that some people have jobs. Again, I work on Sunday. So I choose a day. And sometimes if I have a funeral or a crisis, but I'm choosing a day to have as Sabbath rest to the Lord and know that I'm focusing it, not just a day off, but a day in God, a day in with my family, a day to rest and enjoy what God has done. Now, what's the principle for this? Why is this important? The first instance of Sabbath rest was God's example. The second one is even neater. And it's got to do with the children of Israel had a big time in need. They got called out of Egypt and they didn't have any food. They're wandering around the wilderness. What are we going to eat? And God does a miracle. He tells them to go and to gather. He's going to provide for them bread from heaven. And if they would gather each day just as much as they needed, that he was going to continue to be their provider. If they gathered more in the morning, it's kind of gross. I had this happen. We had a thing of bread that got underneath the fresh bread, and it sat there for a while. And it had a neat little cultural experience in the bottom there, and kind of all kinds of different colors, and it was gross. And you can kind of tell. Has anybody had that? Yeah, Well, this manna, if they collected more than they would eat in a day, it would rot. And Scripture's real gross here. It says it stunk and it had worms in it. Kind of like that trash can when you leave it out in the sun and forget to take it out. Have I grossed everybody out yet? All right. Here, let's go on Exodus chapter 16, 4 through 6. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I'm about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may do what?" Sabbath is one of these times where God is issuing a test. When I was in school, you'd learn something, and then you'd have a test to prove you didn't know it. But this is one of those, that's just how I operate. Thanks. Someone caught that. Somebody got that with me. All right. He says, look, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day that I may test them whether they will work in my law or not. In the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily. So he said, look, you need to prepare yourself for the Sabbath. There's going to be a time. You're going to take a Sabbath day. In verse 22. It says, on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omers each. And when all the leaders of the congregation came to Moses, came and told Moses, he said to them, this is what the Lord has commanded. Tomorrow is a solemn rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Not resting from God, resting in God. Bake what you will need to bake, boil what you need to boil, and all that's left over, lay aside, be kept till the morning. And they laid it aside till the morning as Moses commanded them. And it did not stink, nor were there, and there were no worms in it. Moses said, eat it today, for today is the Sabbath of the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. Verse 26, 6 days you shall gather, but on the seventh, which is a Sabbath, there will be none. On the seventh day, some of the people went out to gather, and they had to learn the hard way. You know, the point is this, you know, And the Lord said to Moses, how long will you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? See, the Lord has given you the Sabbath. The Lord has given you the Sabbath. He has given us what? It's a gift from God. The Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, on the sixth day, he gives you bread for 2 days. Remain each of you in his place. Let no one go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. So here's the point. Violating the Sabbath causes tension. It does. I'm walking proof. You can't always be on. And it's a pride. I tell you, God, and I don't mean, this is going to sound like a sexist comment. I don't mean it like this. I mean, a lot of us guys have a chip on our shoulder that we got to do. I was taught, you got to do, you got to provide, you got to be the man, you got to do it. No one else is going to do it, and you get a badge of honor for being that guy who's there in the pinch. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Okay. The bottom line is, when you violate this, what you do is you invite tension into your life. When we violate the Sabbath, we remove ourselves from the divine provision of the Lord. God wants, many of us aren't seeing the hand of God move in our lives because we are not observing this time of keeping His priorities our priorities. Again, I'm not talking about making you saved. I'm not talking about earning salvation. Salvation comes through the blood of Jesus Christ, through our faith in what Jesus has done to us, and He imputes righteousness to us, right? But that doesn't invalidate the fact that he has given us Sabbath rest. And when we violate it, we stress ourselves out and we invite tension and we invite problems and we sometimes remove ourselves from seeing God's hand move in our lives. I just spoke with the gentleman after first service who said, you know what? I made this decision a long time ago. If this can't get out on the field, I take my Sabbath day. I said, you know what? And God has been faithful. I say, yeah, I've seen both sides of it. I have tried to work through things, and I also know what it's like. I know what it's like to work from rest. Listen to this. This is my phrase. I know what it's like to rest from work, and I know what it's like to work from rest. God wants us to do the latter. When we honor God first, I can tell you, God can do more in those 6 days when I honor Him than I can do in 7 days trying to take care of it all myself. Amen, preacher. Thank you. God tested Israel. Okay, there was no provision from God on the seventh day. They went out, they did it, and there was no blessing on it, and it stunk. And I think sometimes when we violate it, we wonder, how in the world does this keep going through my hands? How in the world does this continue happening? We're violating God's principles. It's not like He gave us this order to say, look, you can have those best relationships if you'd stay within these confines. God tested Israel through the observance of the Sabbath. And observing the Sabbath is a way that we declare our dependency on God. So, last point here today. Other benefits of the Sabbath. So there's problems when we break the Sabbath, or we don't observe the Sabbath. But here are the benefits of the Sabbath, of Sabbath rest in the Lord. Number one, physical health. Lack of rest leads to heart disease, obesity, hypertension, diabetes, being grouchy, if that's a medical condition. You can go on and on and on of the list of when you have problems. You go into the doctor and he says, you have this issue. You need to go on a rest. How about mental or emotional health? Stress leads to a lack of concentration, a lack of focus, poor performance, slow reaction times. A benefit of the Sabbath is the relational strength. You know, families. When we don't spend any time with our families, my heavens, I'm looking now, I've got a daughter just turned 13 and I got one knocking at the door ready to be out of Pittsfield. And I'm looking back, how did that happen this quickly? Because I'm still 30. Yeah. We haven't got to that commandment yet. Fact of the matter is, I am 30 and 40 and 49. Don't press the next one, Brenda. All right. So the deal is, crew, when you don't spend time, and boy, here's the hard one, because I hear this from families all the time. Yeah, we get family time, and we're going to take. Their Sabbath is we have family time, but we don't have family slash God time, or it should be God slash family time. I'm saying no, rest without the Lord is futile, because rest comes from, everybody say from, the Lord. I get it. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but this is God's way. This is how we were formed. This is how we were created. It strengthens your relationships with God, strengthens your relationship with man, and we begin to experience divine provision. We've heard stories of this. We've seen it even in the business world, and there are always blessings on obedience. So, to wrap up our conversation today, I got a simple question. Are we honoring our God? I know we're not stealing. I hope that we're not stealing. I hope we're not murdering. I don't believe that we're doing those things. I really don't. But I believe all of us, and I'm telling you, I've already repented. Look, I get it. I've struggled with the fourth commandment. And I felt like I was justified in my struggle. I'm not. So for all of us, are we violating the Sabbath? And if we are, the question is why? Are we honoring God? Do we show that we trust Him? We do show that we trust Him when we do observe the Sabbath. Because when we don't, we're always saying, hey, we got to do it on our own. So let us depend on the Lord our God. And through our observance of His principles, put them into practice. Amen?
The First Christian Church of Pittsfield is committed to reach, teach, and empower people with the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The First Christian Church is located at 225 North Memorial Street in Pittsfield. Our phone number is area code 217-285-4129. Our service times are Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the sanctuary. Every Sunday morning there is Sunday school offered for all ages at 9:15. For more information or service times, you can visit our website at www.fccpittsfield.org or just simply contact the church office. Thank you for joining us this morning, and may God bless you.